Hello and welcome to a special bonus I used to like this one episode. Here's the situation. When Colin and I recorded our most recent episode, after we had finished recording, we went on a tangent about the new Marvel movie, Deadpool and Wolverine. And so I decided, hey, we can't let this conversation go to waste, so we present you our thoughts on Deadpool and Wolverine. I will say, spoiler alert, okay? This is your spoiler warning. Normally on the show, you know that we joke about the fact that we're doing spoiler warnings on 30-year-old movies, but this one is serious. Deadpool and Wolverine, if you haven't seen it, go see it first before you listen to this bonus episode. So, I hope you enjoy! Yeah, so... Deadpool. Holy shit.
I need to go watch it again, I think.
Yeah. That was, they went for it. Strangely, I will say that I was expecting more cameos. In a weird way.
The only thing, my literally only two critiques of that movie are I wanted more X-Men. Mm-hmm. Like, I wanted actual, like, X-Men cameos.
Yeah.
And I kind of wish, like, when it came to the mask, the Wolverine mask, they wouldn't have used the white eyes.
Mm. Yeah.
I also wish that not that it would have worked story-wise, but I kind of wished in retrospect that they would have brought all the Wolverine, they would have had a Wolverine core show up with the Deadpool core.
That would have also been kind of cool. Yeah. See, and I saw an image online of Rob McElhenney that was like,
yeah, oh. I saw that too.
Yeah, no way Ryan would have, he wouldn't have done me like that. He wouldn't have cut me out. But it looked like he was wearing Wolverine claws. So I was kind of expecting a Wolverine core because that was one of the only spoilers I saw before going into the movie. I tried to stay very spoiler free.
But well, I was glad that I post.
So
I was glad that I was like, oh, I can't wait over the weekend. So I got tickets for like the Thursday night and went and watched it the day it came out. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad I did because, man, like spoilers hit YouTube so fast, man.
Fast.
Like everything that like was cool about that movie was on YouTube like the next day. Yeah. And I was so glad that I just got to watch it fresh.
Yeah, I just managed to avoid as much of it as possible. I mean, I kind of already knew that Blake Lively was going to be Lady Deadpool.
Yeah.
I did kind of stumble across that spoiler, but Gambit and
Human Torch and Blade.
Complete surprises. I knew the rumor of Elektra from a long time ago.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But I was not expecting her to be a role in the movie.
The one thing that I think they cut out was I had seen a spoiler, this was the reason why I stopped like following, like I blocked all these pages on Facebook, but I had seen like images from the set that showed like Michael Chiklis as the Thing.
Oh,
but that wasn't in the movie, so I don't know if it must have got cut or something.
Yeah, there was this little trend going around for a little while where everyone was photoshopping something different.
Maybe.
The same image. Yeah. So, yeah, I think it was, you know, the shell game. It was a bunch of cars coming out of the garage in Too Fast, Too Furious, you know?
I thought would have been cool that they could have done, like, I love that they had Henry Cavill as Wolverine. Like, I thought that was so cool.
Fun. Yeah.
But I thought it would have been even funner if they had gone really meta and use like a fan, because like so many people are like fan cast who's going to be the next Wolverine.
Yeah, like Daniel Radcliffe, Danny DeVito. Yeah.
Had Danny DeVito be the short Wolverine, have like Taron Egerton, Tom Hardy be like the brown suit and the Age of Apocalypse and the patch or whatever. Like,
yeah.
I thought that would have been a cool like nod to the fans to be like, oh, like who? Because then you could be like, well, who's it going to be? Like, you know? Because yeah. I think that especially after it got announced that Robert Downey Jr. is going to be Doctor Doom, I think that what Deadpool really sets up for the MCU, they specifically, when Deadpool walks into the TVA, he sees all these videos of Cap on the screen,
Yeah.
And it like specifically primes your brain so that when you see Chris Evans, you're like, oh, it's going to be a variant Captain America.
That
so
was a bait and switch that worked on me. I'll tell you that.
Yeah,
right
me
now.
Too. Me too.
Yeah.
So when he does the flame on, you're like, oh, yeah. And then there's that. But I was like, they really set up the idea that like a different looking person now can play a different character, or the same person can play a different character, mm-hmm. which I think is going to serve
variants.
The MCU
absolutely
very well going forward.
Yeah.
Because now it's like, it just says like, well, yeah, like anybody, you don't know who they're going to be. And what I think with that is like, it'll see, depending on how they do with Robert Downey Jr. But for me, yeah, I think it's kind of important that they don't make him Tony Stark.
Yes.
Like he needs to be Victor Von Doom.
Well, see, and one of the rumors that I've heard through Chris is that maybe it's going to be the idea that they're going to look for a Tony Stark variant because the 616 is now falling apart because he was the anchor bean.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So they're going to go find this new Tony Stark, and it's going to end up being Victor Von Doom.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
But then you're making Deadpool and Wolverine again.
Yeah.
You know, and so that's the downside with that. But I mean, I was also impressed with the cast list. Like, once the credits started rolling, when it's like, oh, Nathan Fillion, Matthew McConaughey, like they're Deadpool variants.
They're,
you know, I've seen that Paul Mullins, who is one of the forwards on the Wrexham, there he's
yeah,
the
they
one
had
with
like
the dragon.
They had the Wrexham Deadpool. Yeah.
Yeah. So that is an actual Wrexham player, and the website has recently changed his image on there to be him in the costume of Deadpool.
Nice.
Yeah. So, but I mean, yeah, I mean, all the different Wolverines, I definitely got a kick out of, you know, recreating the, you know, the Fever Dream cover with the him strapped to the crucifix and the, you know, like the.
I thought as a Wolverine fan, this movie was like everything I could have ever wanted from Wolverine.
Yeah.
Yeah, like they just literally gave you everything you hope to see from Wolverine from the last like 20 years or whatever. It was so cool.
It's like I said with that, when I texted you with that freeze frame, as soon as he jumps out the window, it's like, I hope Colin wore his white pants. Jesus.
Yeah.
Because that right there, I mean, him in his fucking suit with the claws and. I don't know. What did you think of Cassandra as a bad guy, though? Because, like, Chris was kind of like, you know, they could have just left Paradox as the guy that wants to collapse the multiverse. Like, I don't know why they needed to bring this other being in, but God, what a terrifying villain. Ripping the skin
off
Chris Evans. And
I thought she was, like, a really awesome villain. I do think, like, I would have liked her to almost have her own story. Like, I would have liked for her to, like, not have followed in mm-hmm. and for her to have been left to, like, come back at, like, a later time.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I thought that actress did an amazing job.
She was really good. Yeah, I mean, face fingers and, oh, yeah, that was a great villain. And like, the fact that they got, like, all of the, like, original X-Men villains back, the original Brotherhood mm-hmm. villains, like, to
yeah.
have fucking Ray Park and, you know, and have Pyro and, you know, and Toad and Sabretooth.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, the Tyler Mane Sabretooth, like, I mean, I was disappointed the fight didn't last longer, but on the other hand, it was hilarious how it played out.
I mean,
this is the fight everyone's been waiting for.
Yeah. I was happy to see him, but I would have loved to see like the Liev Schreiber
too, as
Sabretooth
well.
show up as well. I think his Sabretooth is like one of the best, well done like X-Men movie villains there is.
Yeah,
I don't think he gets enough credit for it because that movie was ultimately shitty. But I don't think he gets.
Yeah, it was terrible. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that one of the Deadpool variants that came
yeah,
out.
Yeah, I was thinking that too. Wasn't that one?
Wasn't the sewn shut mouth sewn shut Ryan Reynolds? Yeah. Yeah. Dogpool
yeah.
was awesome. Nice pool. Oh my God, the Honda Odyssey fight.
Yeah, that was good.
I mean, I will say, don't see this movie in 3D because fuck, the Bye 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 just fucked me up. That was hard to watch in 3D.
Okay, yeah, I didn't watch it in 3D when I watched it.
Yeah, it was rough to watch. I mean, it was still hilarious. And of course, that's the clips you see everywhere now online is everyone yeah. recreating the Bye 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 dance. It's like, you know, this dance has been around for 20 years, guys.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
No, yeah, no. There was even cool things like the fact that they had, I can't remember what his name, but like Nightcrawler's dad, like that red, his name's Balthazar or whatever. Like
something like that.
I don't know that he's been in any other movie, but it was cool that he's just there to me. Because I like that character. And
well, see, and Blade and Elektra, I mean, it was so surprising that they got such a big part. Blade was a total shock to me. But when Gambit came on screen, I mean, I was just chuckling to myself the whole time.
I thought he was amazing, but and not like this is a small thing, but I was like, why didn't they do the red and black eyes?
Yeah.
I would have liked that. But anyways, but it was still cool.
Yeah, it's one of those where I'm glad that we got a taste of Gambit. I wouldn't hate to see him again. But I'm glad he never got a standalone movie because he would have been kind of annoying to watch. And
yeah,
unless Channing Tatum was just throwing everything at it because he's like, this is my only fucking chance.
Yeah, I was thinking about that after because I was like, there's no way that like that's a very like comic accurate like looking Gambit,
oh,
I guess.
Hell yeah, yeah.
But like that character, the way he was playing it in this movie, could not have sustained a whole movie.
No,
that would have been tough.
Yeah.
But I'm still glad that he got the opportunity to play. But like, yeah, there's no way that was the Gambit he was gonna play if he got his own solo movie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But
yeah. No, it was good. I mean, yeah, like right, fuck, 208 bones in the human body, 209 if I'm watching Gossip Girl. But that whole opening fight was, I mean, it was just epic. But I love how like just his clumsiness with the claws. That he doesn't understand how to use that. But I think it's also great that we got multiple Deadpool and Wolverine fights in this movie, too.
Yeah.
Like, they fuck each other up in the Wasteland, and then they fuck each other up in the Honda Odyssey, too. Like,
it's very, it was good, man. It was a
Thor Hulk type situation.
I still think that I like Spider-Man No Way Home slightly more.
Mm, yeah.
So I would say that movie is my fourth favorite. Like, I think Infinity War Endgame is like the best.
Yeah, like the tingles that I got from seeing the new or the old Spider-Man show up in that movie. I mean, it definitely far exceeded like the mini tingles that I got all along where I'm like, ah, Human Torch, ah, Elektra, you know. I got those, but it wasn't quite the same as, oh my god, fucking Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield. Okay, I mean, I'm all over that, but yeah, but when he pulls that yellow hood down, I mean,
oh man, it's just like I was like, Jesus, it was amazing.
They are a great team up. Like they are a fantastic team up, just because the whole straight man comedy thing, and just
like you almost want to see a Deadpool and Wolverine like franchise.
Yeah, exactly. Like, till you're 90. But like in the Deadpool slaughter scene, like when Hugh Jackman just walks across carrying Dogpool.
Yeah.
You know, like, and that dog, oh my god, Mary Poppins. Like what a fucking star she is.
Yeah.
I mean, like the tongue 100% real. I've seen red carpet photos. Yeah. They've been taking her along to premieres, but yeah, that tongue is real. Oh, but god. Nice pool.
Yeah,
what
nice
healing
pool
factor.
Was
yeah. I can do that too. Proposal. Yeah. Van Milder. Oh my god. Like it's one of those where you can tell to like I think I was laughing harder because I do this show. And because I follow behind the scenes shit and everything like that. So I was laughing at all the behind the scene inside jokes, like, you know, the Blade joke about, you know, there will never be another one, you know, or the fucking like the Gambit thing, or like just all of these jokes that I was like, oh, I'm there for it because I know the behind the scenes stuff. So even the joke about he's usually shirtless, but he's let himself go since the divorce. I mean, just poking fun at the fact that Hugh Jackman's going through a brutal fucking divorce right now. You know?
My takeaway from that movie is kind of like, I didn't realize that I actually like needed a goodbye to the Fox universe. Like I didn't realize that I needed what they ended up giving us, which was like this, like even with the clips and stuff in the back, like during the credits, I was like, oh yeah, like it's, you know, like we shit, like people, like fans are fickle and they shit on like, you know, the Fox movies, but it's like they paved the way, and like I enjoyed every bit of it as they happened, and some were trash and some were okay, and then there was the occasional like really good one, but like I left and I was like, oh, yeah, those movies do deserve to get their day in the sun. Yeah, they deserve their due.
I liked Fantastic Four.
Yeah, I did as well. Not the 2015 one.
Not Fan-4-Stick. Yeah, not Fan-4-Stick. I do like the first two Fantastic Fours. I think they are, like, Doctor Doom is not done right, obviously. But I like what they do with Silver Surfer. And I like the team that they brought to the screen. And so seeing Chris Evans get another shot at playing Johnny Storm, that was the one that probably tickled me the most. Yeah. That psych out, I mean, it got me, but it was just like, I love seeing that. And the end credit scene where they show him going through that entire rant about Cassandra, where it's just where he did actually say all that shit about Cassandra. I dare her to rip off my skin and turn me into a pile of mush. Fine.
Yeah.
Funny. Yeah. Oh God. Yeah, no, it was a well done movie. And I mean, Chris brought up a valid point, you know, like the story itself might be a little weak, but
oh, yeah.
As a Deadpool movie though, it was great. It gave me everything but I couldn't even believe though the fact that no Cable, no Domino.
Domino.
You know,
yeah.
Like, I understand why TJ Miller isn't there, but you know, yeah. Why is yeah. And the only one that does survive, like, as part of your friend team is the guy that you hated. The guy in the white jumpsuit, right?
I was happy that they had Colossus, even though you don't get to see him that much. I was also happy that at the end, it seemed like they purposely, like, they made a point to show that, like, X-23 was in that, back in that, like, in that world with them. Yeah. Like, she wasn't stuck in the wasteland, like, I guess Blade, Elektra, and Gambit seemingly are. Because I really hope we get to see that character go forward in like whatever they're doing with the X-Men.
Yeah, I mean, Ryan Reynolds has gone on a bunch of records saying that, you know, his wife and kids will divorce him if he does Deadpool 4. But do you think we're going to see Deadpool again, at least in like, you know, the multiverse of doomness or whatever.
Yeah,
you know,
there's not a chance that we don't see Deadpool again. I don't think this movie is like literally crushing the world box office.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really is. Yeah, so I kind of want to see Deadpool and Spider-Man teamed up. I just crushed a whole, you know, anthology of a bunch of Spider-Man Deadpool team ups that have happened over the years, and those are fun characters to put together as well. I mean, just as much as Wolverine and Deadpool.
Yeah, I know both they've said that they want to do a movie with Tom Holland, Spider-Man, and there's been talks of like Tobey Maguire coming back to do Secret Wars.
Oh, yeah.
So I can't see it not happening.
Like, who would you have gone to for Doctor Doom? This choice is odd to me. And
yeah,
I just...
it's like...
I'll wait and see. They'll pull it off, but it's like, you know, who else would you have gone to?
Robert Downey Jr. would not have been my first choice, but I do think it's an interesting choice, and I understand why people are polarized because they think it's just like Marvel can't pick any, like they're too afraid to go with somebody they don't know or something.
Yeah.
I think there's like. If he was, but the thing is, like, a lot of the people I would pick are already like there. Like, I think Fassbender is a good candidate to be Doctor Doom. I would have said Benedict Cumberbatch is a good candidate to be Doctor Doom.
How about Cillian Murphy?
Cillian Murphy would be amazing.
So, I mean, he's only been in the DC universe. He hasn't been in Marvel yet, has he?
Yeah, I think he would do really well.
Like, Secret Wars, they must be pulling everything out of their ass for this one. Anyone that's still alive in the MCU is coming into that one, you think? Think they're going to back up truckloads of money?
Yeah, I think that one's gonna be have. I think Secret War and Doomsday are gonna be akin to Infinity War and Endgame, where you're gonna have like everybody, like all hands on deck type situation.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, I feel like Doctor Doom has to be played by like an Academy Award winner. Like he has to be played by somebody like really, really good. Like even like Joaquin Phoenix or somebody, like somebody like, but I don't know, he's kind of weird too, but
I don't know. I just
Brendan Fraser.
I want another Deadpool and Wolverine. Yeah, Brendan
Yeah.
Fraser. Yeah, he's got an Oscar behind him.
I would love for whatever they do with Deadpool and Wolverine next to be like an X-Force movie with and then bring back like Cable and X-23 and
Oh,
like
see, that's the loophole, Ryan Reynolds. Yeah, is you gotta be like, I'm not making a Deadpool movie. I'm making an X-Force movie. Yeah.
Yeah. They should get like Brad Pitt or
Well, Brad Pitt.
George Clooney to be Doctor Doom.
Brad Pitt's already been the Vanisher.
Yeah.
So, okay,
Bring
so.
Leonardo DiCaprio into the
That's right,
MCU.
yeah. So does that mean that Tom Cruise is Doctor Doom? Does that mean that like the Fox stuff is now part of this universe then? Like, that's the
Kind
thing.
of. That's
So
what
like
like that.
is Brad Pitt part of the MCU then, now that like Deadpool has, Marvel Jesus has brought everything over?
I guess so. In my mind, it works, yeah.
Yeah. They're gonna try to make a new Elektra movie, I guess.
I mean, technically, you could say it like it's weird because that like Josh Brolin is also now he's been Thanos and Cable.
Oh, that's true.
So
Yeah.
there's another like there was so many jokes to be made with that had they brought Cable in. Like there's so much fun, like there's so much like maybe almost too much. Maybe that's why they couldn't bring
Maybe not. I mean,
him.
I'm enjoying some of the memes I'm seeing ever since the announcement of Doctor Doom, where it's like, well, at least they didn't bring him in as Kang and it's a picture of him from Tropic Thunder.
Huh, yeah.
Or
Well, I've seen like
the
the memes
John
where it's like,
Krasinski one.
I've
For
seen.
anyone that's upset about him playing two people and it's John Krasinski and Randall Park.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know.
No,
I don't think
Rand.
I've seen that one.
Oh, yeah, well, it's John Krasinski and Randall Park, and it's like everyone that's furious about Robert Downey Jr. playing two
Oh,
characters, don't
right.
forget about
Gotcha.
this
Gotcha.
guy.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
Gotcha. Yeah.
yeah.
I saw that meme that was like it was like Avengers Secret War, but it was just Robert Downey Jr. as like him in Tropic Thunder as like Black Panther, like him and then various of his head on like all the other Avengers, like he's gonna just play everybody.
That's how you do it. That's how you do it.
Yeah, I've been actually kind of pretty surprised by the backlash that that's gotten. I thought people were going to be rejoicing, but people are actually seem to be kind of mad about it.
I again, it's just, open expectations for me. Like I'll wait and see and hope, but yeah, it was an odd choice to me, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But oh well, at least Wolverine and Deadpool crushed it. That's all that matters. Yeah. It
Yeah,
mattered.
they
It
did.
was a good movie. It was a good movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
No,
All right.
don't be surprised if you see a bonus Deadpool and Wolverine episode go up on our
Okay. Sounds good. I wasn't recording.
Ulterior motives, baby.
Yeah, I was gonna say I wasn't recording, but
I figured the Zoom's still going, so yeah.